So as always, making sure you're sitting comfortably, posture that's both soft and relaxed, and at the same time upright and stable. With the head in a neutral position, chest lifted, shoulders broad, abdomen soft, spine vertical. Making those last minute adjustments if needed. And settling into your posture. And then closing your eyes. And if you haven't done so already, and bringing the awareness to the breath, either in the front of the abdomen or the chest, and following the movements of the breath. Following the bulging of the abdomen, or the lifting of the chest on the inhale, and the reverse movement on the exhale. Just letting the attention rest on those movements, and gradually tuning into your breathing. And letting the breath settle as well. There's been a lot of activity in moving around, and just letting both the mind, the body, and the breath settle into immobility. And you're starting with a very soft, receptive attention to the breath. You're not trying to direct the breath in any way. As much as possible, you're just letting the body breathe freely, and you're just observing how the body breathes. It's various aspects of the breath you can inquire into as you're watching your natural breath. So you start with just watching the movement, what moves, when it moves, how it moves, how much it moves. What doesn't move, just noticing. And you can let the awareness move around a little bit. Try keeping it between the neck and the seat bones, basically. But you can let the awareness move around a little bit. As you inquire into how the body is breathing right now. As always, if the mind starts drifting away from the breath, as soon as you notice, you just bring the awareness back to whatever place it's easiest to observe the breath, either the chest or the abdomen. And then gradually from the simple observation of the movements of the breath, you can move to observing the flow of the breath. How does the breath flow? Is the flow smooth or uneven, or are there any variations, any points where the breath might feel a little stuck or a little stressed, a little uneven, whatever. Again, just noticing. Not trying to correct or change anything, just observing what's here now. And together with that notion of the flow of the breath, as the notion of the quality of the breath, they're very much linked. Quality of softness, of smoothness, lightness, or maybe hardness. Heaviness, whatever. You can notice that this quality of the flow can change, and probably does change, if only a little, throughout the breathing cycle. The flow of the breath may be quite different at the beginning of the inhalation and at the end of the exhalation. So that's just something to notice. And finally, looking at the rhythm of the breath, what I called yesterday the rhythm of the breath, meaning the length of the inhalation, the length of the exhalation, how they relate to one another. Is one longer than the other? And also noticing any pause, either between the inhalation and the exhalation, pause on full, or between the exhalation and the inhalation, pausing on empty. Now again, don't try to make anything happen there, just observe what's happening naturally when you let the body breathe freely. Notice. What rhythm your natural breath has settled on now. And you have the mental notes now of yesterday to compare, to refer back to, and notice if your breathing rhythm is the same as yesterday afternoon, or maybe it's slightly different. And if you do this practice of observing the breath regularly, you will eventually start to understand why and how the body settles into this rhythm or that rhythm at this time or that time. But for now, just tuning into the rhythm of your own breath right now, noticing if one part of the breath is longer than the other, and how long each part of the breath, inhalation, exhalation, and possibly pauses if they are noticeable, or and then you're going to start shifting the quality of the attention you're bringing to the breath to a more active type of attention, and start lengthening, stretching the exhalation part of the breath. You leave the inhalation pretty much alone. Let the body inhale naturally, but you start lengthening just the exhalation. So that requires that you control the flow of the out-breath, slow down the out-breath. And you keep stretching the exhalation until it is twice as long as your natural inhalation. You let the body inhale freely and naturally, and slowly exhale, making the exhalation twice as long as the inhalation. Unless your natural breath is very close to that rhythm, which can happen if you have an exhalation that's quite a bit longer than your inhalation, unless that is the case, it will probably take a little bit of trial and error, a little bit of a few rounds of breath to get that right. You might find that on your first few trials you exhale too fast and you can't really go to twice as long, or you exhale too slow and you go way over the mark, I don't know. So just play with it a little bit and fine-tune the breathing rhythm. And then, once you've found out that, worked out that new breathing rhythm, the exhalation is twice as long as the inhalation, just let the breath settle on that. Just practice that new rhythm for a while. You're probably counting the breath inwardly at this stage. It's really the only way of getting it exactly right. Counting the length of the inhalation, counting the length of the exhalation. And see if the quality of the breath has changed as you've changed the natural rhythm of the breath. Most likely lengthen the natural exhalation. Did that change the quality of your breathing? How did it change? Did the breath become harder or heavier or whatever you notice there? And then if that rhythm is comfortable and the quality of the breath is still reasonably soft and smooth. What you can do is start lengthening both sides of the breath, but keeping the same ratio between the inhalation and the exhalation. So anytime you lengthen the inhalation, you lengthen the exhalation by twice that amount. So you keep the same ratio between the inhalation and the exhalation, but you can stretch the whole breath. So it's very much the same exercise as what we did the last time with the equal breath, but the ratio is different. The exhalation remains twice the length of the inhalation. Which incidentally makes it more difficult to stretch the breath. And it's probably an invitation for you to proceed very gradually as you stretch the breath longer. And as you're lengthening the breath, if you decide to lengthen the breath further, keep checking on the quality of the breath. And anytime you find that the quality of the breath starts to change, that the breath gets harder or heavier, or more tense, that's an invitation to stay where you are and work with what's there rather than overstretching the breath and making it more tense, harder, heavier. And if on the other hand the breath is light and smooth, then you probably can stretch it a little bit further. But eventually, as you keep stretching the breath, lengthening, lengthening the breath, you'll eventually come to a point where you can't comfortably lengthen the breath further. You could, but it would put too much stress, strain on it. So when you get to that point, or when you get near that point, you just let the breath settle on that rhythm you've worked it to. And just enjoy that long breath, long inhalation and long slow exhalation. And yeah, let the breath settle on that rhythm for a while. And notice how different that rhythm is from the one you started with. It might be that there isn't that much difference, or it might be that the breath is 2, 3, 4 times longer than it was when you started. And as well as noticing the difference in the rhythm, maybe notice the difference in the way you feel with that new breathing rhythm. How does it feel to be breathing with such a long breath? And then you can slowly let the attention become soft and passive again, disengaging the active type of attention, letting the body breathe freely again. And it will take a few moments for the breath to settle back down into a completely natural rhythm, for the body to start breathing freely again. And while that's happening, keep a soft, passive attention on the breath and just observe how the breath changes when the quality of your the attention you direct to it changes. Watch the breath settle back into a natural rhythm as you stop controlling it, stretching it, and just let it flow freely and naturally. Keeping the attention on the breath, but this time very softly and very receptive type of attention. And again, notice the rhythm of your breath. Notice how different it is from the stretched out long breath you were working with a little earlier, and possibly also from the natural breath you started with, because it's quite possible that the breath settles into a different rhythm. And that gives you an indication of what is practice. What this practice does to the breath, where this practice takes your breathing. And then finally you can let the attention drift away softly from the breath, back to your postures, back to your body, and expand outward. You can open your eyes, stretch the legs out if you need to, or move in any way you feel you need to move.